Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hello, my name is Alex Mason, and I'm grateful to be here helping you. So today we're going to be talking about the investment banking landscape in the United States. And I'm recording this now in 2024. So information, of course, may change after I record this, but I'm going to do the best I can to just kind of dissect the basics of what things look like right now in terms of the types of banks and how we can approach them as far as candidates going into the industry to understand what's going on. So the way that I see it, there are really three major types of banks in the United States. Number one, you've got your bulge brackets. Number two, you have your large independent banks. And then number three, you have your other independent banks. So let's go ahead and delve into the differences between these types of banks. So first we have the bulge brackets. Okay, these are the largest banks in the country, and these are typically household names. These are firms like JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and Bank of America, just to name a bunch of the major ones. So these are banks that serve clientele across a very wide range of products and coverage groups. So there's a lot going on at these banks and they're large institutions. A main differentiator between these types of banks and other types of banks are that they have their own balance sheet. So in the investment banking line of business, they're not just giving advice to clients necessarily. They can also help finance a transaction because they have the resources to do it. So they're actually lending out their balance sheet in many cases to help a company do a refinancing and then also charging them for their advice that they give them as well. So that's a major difference between bulge brackets and the other two types of banks, and more generally independent banks. So in terms of large independent banks, these are firms like Moelis, like Guggenheim, like Evercore. These are other types of investment banks that are pretty well known in the investment banking world, but may not be as well known in the general population. But they're certainly titans in the industry. So the difference here is that unlike your bulge bracket banks, your large independent banks, they're not going to be lending out their balance sheet to their clients. What they are going to do is they're going to be giving advice, and they're going to be doing it in a very sophisticated, advanced way. So a lot of these banks will help with restructuring, or they'll help with capital advisory, raising funds, that kind of thing, and particularly mergers and acquisitions. This is really big. Some of the biggest mergers and acquisitions these days in the United States are not just done by your bulge brackets anymore. Some of your larger independent banks are also assisting with M&A activity as well. So this has been a really big growing area within the industry. They've been taking some market share away from some of the bulge bracket banks. Although the bulge bracket banks certainly have maintained a stronghold, especially with some really big deals. And then the third group is you have your other independent banks. And these are firms like your Lincoln International, your William Blair, your Houlihan Lokey. These are businesses that do investment banking, certainly at a big scale, because you do need a certain level of scale in the business in order to just exist as a firm. But they're not quite as big as your large independents or your bulge bracket banks. And one area of specialization where these banks tend to focus on is something called the middle market. Now, if you think about the market of companies in terms of the size of different businesses in the United States, you've got small and medium-sized businesses, you've got kind of larger businesses, and then you have really large businesses. So the bulge brackets and the large independents, they tend to focus on that end of the spectrum in terms of super large businesses. And when I say really large, I'm talking about companies that are worth billions of dollars, like several billions of dollars or tens of billions, even over $100 billion. That's at that end of the range. In the middle and at the lower end, in terms of smaller end, you have businesses that are maybe worth between $100 million and maybe $1 billion or $2 billion. So that's kind of the spectrum that's considered middle market. And so these types of banks focus on businesses in that segment of the economy in terms of size. And so naturally, there's going to be some differences with being an investment bank at that type of firm versus being an investment bank at the other type of firm. You'll typically get a little bit more deal flow because there's a lot more businesses that are in, say, the $100, $500 million range, $900 million range versus businesses that are in the $10 billion range. So that's one thing. Of course, the transaction size isn't as big, so the fees on a per deal basis are going to be smaller. So that's one thing that's different. Now, for you as a candidate, someone going into these banks, another thing I want you to think about is compensation. The compensation structures are different at these different types of banks. Now, at your large bulge bracket banks, you're typically going to get paid your bonuses in stock. So let's say you work for JP Morgan Chase as an investment banker. When you get your bonus on comp day, you're probably going to get paid in JPM stock because it's a publicly traded company, it's a large institution, so that's your form of payment. And you may have to wait for that bonus to vest over time in order to actually get that money. So that just depends on the bank. And again, I'm just using JP Morgan as an example here. I don't know their specific compensation details, but generally speaking, your larger bulge brackets are going to pay you in stock. Now, in terms of your large independents or your other independent banks, you're typically going to get paid your bonuses in cash. Now, some of these businesses are privately held. They're not traded on the New York Stock Exchange or in another public market. So they're privately held businesses. And so the partners of those businesses are just going to give their investment bankers money. And they're going to say, okay, here's your salary. And then based on certain metrics of performance, of how the business did that year, of how you as an individual banker did that year, they're going to pay you that bonus in cash. So that can be a major difference in compensation between some banks versus others. Okay, so those are the differences between the three major different types of banks. You've got bulge brackets, you've got your large independents, and then you have other independents. And of course, they all share some similarities within the categories, but there's also major differences too. So I definitely encourage you to get to know the specific banks you're looking at because there are differences within each category as well. Okay, and that's basically the landscape of different types of investment banks in the United States right now. All right, that's what I got for you today. This has been Investment Banking Insights. Thank you for joining me here on YouTube. Thank you for listening on the pod. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And I'll see you on the next one. All right, bye.